It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling so I feel so good.
Greetings and welcome, everybody, to the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. That's right. The Lifestyle Show is on right here, right now. And I am Ray Adams, along with Dr. Bob Denny and Craig Renshaw, both PGA of America warriors. Craig, a PGA professional, and Bob, a historian emeritus. Always great to have you two guys co-host with me. Been doing it now for a long time, and it just it's a lot of fun, and I know the listeners love it too, because you two bring so much to the show. I want to start by, it's going to be all PGA today, but then later in the show I have a couple very special guests, because it is vacation time. It's vacay mode time. And it's all here right now. Kids are getting out of school all over the country, and you're going to have a couple of great people. Sarah and Alden Holowinski will be on from vacaymodetravels.com. That'll be later in the show, and we'll let you know that's coming. Right now, though, it's Father's Day coming up, and I can tell you that you're going to want to get the Father's Day gift guide. If you want to email me, golfadams@msn.com, golfadams@msn.com. I'll make sure I get you on my big email list, and you will get the Father's Day gift guide. And along with that, there'll be a brand new television show that will be airing right on Golf News Net, golfnewsnet.com. Go into the television tab, and you'll see a new TV show coming there. It's a one-hour special, and it's the Father's Day Match for a Cause. You're going to love it. It's fun. All new TV ads in there as well, which I know those are your favorite, but they really should be, because there's a lot of cool stuff happening. And we're going to get that show on the air here within the next week or 10 days. It'll air all through June, and we're going to get you the gift guide if you write to me at golfadams@msn.com. One of my favorite things in the gift guide will be Squares Golf Shoes, squairz.com. Squares. I've been talking about them for a long time. Bob Winskowitz, the founder and owner of Squares Golf Shoes, has done an amazing job with putting out a few new pair of shoes. These are the lightest performance golf shoes ever created. And you want to give these revolutionary golf shoes the Pro S2 LT, the Speed 2 LT, and the Velo LTX, engineered to deliver lightweight agility without sacrificing any stability. Every pair weighs under 425 grams, and they merge a sneaker-like comfort with spiked golf shoes. Now, there's a lot of technology in these shoes with the wider toe box, the square toe. They're lighter, but they're still powerful for you to get that ball launched. They are the distance shoe, and we want you to find your perfect pair of these new shoes at squairz.com. All right, I'm going to start with you, Craig. You're a PGA professional. This is your organization, the PGA of America. Our buddy Don Ray, the president of the PGA of America, and we've got lots to talk about. Let's get right into it. How did you like what happened?
My pick came through. So the pick I made on Monday, last Monday, came through.
Yeah, you went way out on a limb on that one, didn't you?
I did. I did. I said I was making the boring pick. It was a boring tournament in a lot of ways. I didn't think Scotty played great, and he still won by six shots.
He did not play great. You're right.
He's having a Tiger-esque time when Tiger was in his prime. I mean, it's kind of scary.
I don't know if you were listening, Craig and Bob, to a lot of the commentary going on, especially after his win. There was an awful lot of elevating Scheffler to rarefied air wherein if he keeps going like he is now at his age, he's looking at joining the ranks of a Tom Watson or a Phil Mickelson as far as the majors that he could win and the number of tour events. And, you know, he already has a historic career. He's world number one, and rightly so. And he is a kind of the poster guy for the PGA Tour, even though he's very reluctant. But they have really elevated him in their conversations and discussions after the win yesterday. Bob, what do you make of it?
Well, I'll say one thing. Scotty is an interesting golfer to watch because of his consistency. But after the cameras are off, and I should say that when the cameras are on for interviews and so forth, he's almost like a Ben Hogan. It's just very clipped, straight, nothing burger answers. It's very basic on his play. He is not the face of the PGA Tour, but he or the voice of the tour, but he is the image of the PGA Tour by
Yeah.
his consistency. That's the way I look at it. And I picked the field against him, but nobody could make a putt. Nobody could do anything on the front side, and they let him off the hook. And that's why he was a champion. He can just play average golf, good with his irons, the excellent irons, and he can still be in the hunt if he makes what? 50, 60% of his putts. That's how good he is right now.
Well, he's better than everybody else on any given day. He wasn't at the Masters, Rory won, or at the Players, Rory won. So he's been kind of slow to pick it up. But here
Due
he
to
is.
injury, Ray. Due to injury.
Tell us about it.
Well, you know, when he hurt his hand, he was all expecting to be
Yeah.
all fired up and ready to go. And when he hurt his hand, it took a little longer for him to get back. So while I agree with everything you're saying, I think it's important to say maybe this is what we were expecting in March and April. And it's a few months later just due to his injury and getting back his hand strength.
You
Yeah.
know, go ahead, Bob.
And in just two outings, as Craig will know, he's won by a total of 13 shots. Eight previous week and five this week. That's not bad.
No, he's done it, and he is where he would like to be. Do we expect him to be right there again at the US Open? Yeah, we're going to be talking about that golf course starting this Saturday. We are in championship season, beginning with the Masters, going on to the PGA Championship, heading to a US Open now. On the next show, this coming Saturday morning, is Great American Golf. We will do a PGA Championship wrap up for a while, and then we're going to get into the US Open and some other things going on in golf. And of course, we've got to talk about the ladies. They're down in Mexico. Bob will mention that later, maybe. But let's talk a little bit about his ability to, because it got exciting finally there at, you know, around 8, 9, 10. And you looked at Rom and you looked at the others, and they just put themselves in a position because they couldn't make any putts to overtake him. And then he did an adjustment, he changed something, he did what they called a reset. Not many golfers on tours are able to do that. Jack Nicklaus said, golf is a game of adjustments. And there's a great story that I heard from Brandel Chamblee when I was listening to some of their commentary. And I can repeat that story about adjustments. I don't have to go into the whole long story, but Craig, golf is a game of adjustments. What did Scottie Scheffler do to turn it around, put some excitement back in to that second nine, where he came back and just powered through to win by a wide margin? What adjustments did he make?
Well, I think he simplified everything, Ray, and he hit the ball solid. He just put himself in better positions and allowed himself to, in my opinion, at Quail, he got to the easier part of the golf course. He took advantage of the opportunities that he was able to take advantage of, and he separated himself again, which is very, very important. He was still tied for the lead. He hadn't, we could sit there and make an idea that he had lost the lead. Okay, but he was tied for lead. He was still at the top of the leaderboard with the easiest part or the simplest part of the golf course coming up to where you could score. And that's where he,
well,
you know,
not the last three holes. That is like a
no,
dungeon
but
for
he
golfers.
Won that golf course. He won that tournament on, you know, 10 through 15. And then he was still at that point, he was accelerating and expanding his lead. And he's forcing players to do things that they can't do.
Right.
So that, I mean, that's where he took advantage of.
And at the end of a tournament, it's always better to be in the lead because the others have to force their hand. They have to push the limits. They have to go pin seeking to see if they can catch the person. And that puts them at a disadvantage. And all you have to do is just keep playing your normal game, Bob.
Mm-hmm. And I concur with Craig on what part of the golf course he's making those moves on. He also mentioned something in the press conference that his caddy, Ted had said that, why don't you just square your shoulders a little bit more? That was just a caddy talking to him. So he squared his shoulders and hit it right down the middle on 10 and 11. And that proved to me right away that he was more comfortable. And he had so many left tee shots. His putter was going left, you know. It's just a matter of calming down, get under control. And I think he also noticed that he wasn't too far behind on the scoreboard by the time he made all those errors, which was I probably shocked him. It might have shocked his caddy, too.
Yeah. you know, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. But I am going to say one more thing, and that is the story of Bobby Jones talking to Jack Nicklaus's dad and telling Jack Nicklaus's father, now this is, what, 50 years ago or more, that he would have been a better golfer and could have been a better golfer even, and was a better golfer when he learned how to not run when his game was falling apart or it wasn't where he wanted it to be. It didn't feel right. He went and got the adjustments from his coach. And when he learned not to have to do that all the time, and then he advised Jack Nicklaus's father, help Jack not have to run to Jack Kraut all the time. Help him figure out how to reset his game, to learn how to make his own adjustments, and to not run to his teacher, Jack Kraut. And now we're seeing Scheffler do it. Not many people can do it. I thought that was a great story from history, Craig. And I think it's enough about making adjustments, but let's bring it down to the amateurs listening. How, when they're out playing recreational golf, or, you know, they're playing at their club or they're with their friends, how can they, if their game starts slipping somewhere in the round, how could they make adjustments? What do they need to do?
Well, I think there's an awareness. You know, on Friday they were talking about how he did talk to his coach and they made an alignment suggestion and he played much better on Friday and Saturday. So maybe this was an alignment thing that he was having throughout the week and feeling uncomfortable. But the one thing I tell all my students is just like a science experiment, you change one variable and see what it goes. So if you have some awareness, hey, I'm hitting the ball real solid, it's just curving the wrong way, it's doing this. Change one variable versus changing two or three things because you have no idea which thing is helping. So
well, he did
have some awareness and changing one thing, it makes it a heck of a lot easier to figure out what the problem is.
He hit a lot of left shots and took the right-hand side of the golf course kind of out of play. And I guess that's what Quail Hollow wants you to do, Craig?
Yeah. In a lot of ways, I think they do. And, you know, I think that, once again, the best golfers in the world can hit a straight shot or a crooked shot. As long as the crooked shot is going one direction, you can play good golf. And, you know, that's John Rahm. Toward the end, it was going both directions. I think some of that was because he's trying to push the envelope a little bit. But Rory had it going all over the place on Thursday and Friday. I mean, it's a tough golf course. I mean, that's the reality of it. And with the rain, I don't think it made it any easier. And he just kept things simple, like we continually say about Scotty.
Yep.
And he just kept putting himself in position, and he knew things would fall, and they did. And at the end of the day, it's a blowout, Ray. I mean, it's a blowout to win that PGA Championship by six shots.
Yeah, he won by six. Forgive me, I made a mistake earlier. I said five. I don't have the leaderboard.
It was five.
Was it five? So
he finished 11 under, and the next guy was six under.
Oh, okay.
Three guys.
Can you believe it? I have a memory. Well, that's okay. Right, wrong, or indifferent, it doesn't matter. We watched the tournament, and I, again, you're right. It was kind of a, I'm not saying that it was a, it wasn't boring. I enjoyed the whole week, as I do all majors. But I really enjoyed watching him as he faltered. Not that I wanted him to, but as he faltered, and you know, your heart kind of gets up in your throat, especially if you're pulling for the guy. It was great to see him come back around, all the way back around, Bob. So we'll finish it on that note. Let's get to another one that Craig, you just mentioned. And I've had a couple people already write to me about it. And by the way, thank you for writing to me at golfadams@msn.com and thanking me for the interview that we did with Tim Clark. Great interview, president of Tour Edge Golf. And make sure you go to Tour Edge. Dot com and check out those wonderful new 725s, the Wingman putters, the Luxe golf bags. Get on over to touredge.com. You're going to want to make sure you do. And I'll have more to say about that this coming Saturday show. But what about Rory? One more time, he doesn't want to talk to the media. And Paul McGinley had a few things to say about that. And then, of course, we can talk about Rory's driver. I don't want to make a big deal out of the driver because Scottie Scheffler put it to rest. He said, look, this happens all the time. They check my driver. But see, Scheffler talked about it, made it that it's normal, not a big deal. Nobody's cheating or taking advantage of anybody. They're just doing what they need to do. And but Rory didn't talk about it. And it got him into a little bit of what social media, hot water, people talking about it because no comment. And then at the end of the tournament, again, no media comments, no media appearance. And that didn't sit very well with Paul McGinley or a lot of other people. Craig, you first.
Well, I think I at times I guess I'm torn. I feel for these players at times because I don't think everything that they that happens to them has to be discussed. But this is the platform that Rory has decided to put himself on top of everything. And when something happens like that, you need to address it. You can sit there and get to the news conference on Thursday and say, I'm going to take two questions about my clubs. And move on, and that's all I'm doing. But he doesn't even do that. It is, I think, it's more common than what we think as far as having little things that pop in and out. Great. I don't disagree. That's why it's a small deal, but a big deal. It's Deflategate for the Patriots. I mean, you got to talk about it. So it's these things that, you know, you get too much pine tar in your baseball bat or something like that. It happens in so many sports that we don't even rail about it. But the golfers now, Rory doesn't want to talk about it, and it gets to be a bigger and bigger thing that because he just won't address it.
Well, and the thing that the reason why he won't address it is because maybe he and see, Rory is always articulate. And you get good interviews from him and good answers from him when he will talk to you. But it may be that he didn't really want to talk about it or didn't think it was a big deal, but it certainly became a big deal because he didn't stay ahead of the story. And I think when you stay ahead of a story, then you can you can take control of the story. You can do it your way. Bob, you're a writer and a journalist. What do you make of it?
Well, I don't have really much more to add. I just feel that I agree with you about staying ahead of the story. And we live in the social media world, and sometimes the voices and the echo chamber is a little louder than it should be, and sometimes it bothers people. I think Shane Lowry was more bothered about a mud ball or a embedded ball, I should say, than he was about the rest of his game.
Well, but
And
Scheffler also had something to say about that, Bob. Go ahead. What did
I.
Scotty say about it? He wasn't happy either.
I understand what Scotty said, but I'm just trying to say that some people have one moment during a week when they're not playing well and they let everything crash in on them, stuff like that. I give a lot of credit to Bryson. I give a lot of credit to Jon Rahm for speaking to the media and having interviews after the gut punches that they suffered at the end. If either one of them had a short game that was up to their levels, believe me, they would have challenged Scotty, but they didn't.
Well, and the other thing Paul McGinley was talking about, and look, I don't want to make the show all about listening to Brendel and Paul, but they did have some very interesting comments. And what happened is, as I made notes during the tournament, which I always make a legal pad, I have millions of legal pads, I make notes as I'm watching through the tournament. And I had done this with the driver issue a couple of days earlier. And then I listen, these players are so good. And they hit the ball so big and long, most of them. But McGinley did have a comment saying, it is not, and I'm quoting him, it's not good for the game when you're hitting a driver 6 iron on a massively difficult par 5 hole. And I think he was referring to Schauffele. So it's just not good for the game. Too much trampoline effect. Now, I'm not an equipment manufacturer. I can tell you now that I love my Tourage golf clubs, and they got all the technology in the world in them. But Craig, tell everybody what is the trampoline effect and is it good for the game that they are making light, not light of, they're not making fun of it, but they're just making it look so easy to play these big, huge, long, difficult golf holes. Is it good for the game to hit a driver 6 iron that far?
Well, that goes back to the conversation we had a few months ago about the ball going too far. They attacked this trampoline effect, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and they had gotten it for the most part out of drivers at that point. And that's when they were only testing drivers and three woods were going obscenely long. I don't know if they're testing three woods now, but a lot of people are hitting three woods obscenely long. I think the manufacturers definitely know where the line is, and they start trying to tinker with it and go to that line and then go a little bit farther the line. And no offense, why wouldn't, if you're testing random players, Ray, why wouldn't you try to push the envelope with something that may go far with the chance that if you take it out, if you get tested and it doesn't pass, you put the other one back in. Why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't, nothing against Scotty or Rory. I'm not saying they're doing anything illegal, but why wouldn't Scotty and Rory next week put those drivers back into play with those same clubs, thinking, what are the odds we get tested again?
Well, and then Bob, go ahead and respond.
I just concur with Greg. I think this it's a fine line between the manufacturer and the game itself.
I agree with Scotty. I think it's much ado about nothing. They're
I
not
mean,
cheating. They're not cheating.
do we think that Rory and Scotty with their illegal drivers, we're going to hit it 450 yards now versus
And that's
350?
exactly right. Even if they had a non-conforming driver because the too much trampoline, the face became too thin after the wear and tear and the how hard they hit the ball.
Yeah.
A recreational golfer is probably never going to have that problem, but they do. And so every so often they check it. If it's non-conforming, they get them a new driver head and they move on. It's just part of the game. My goodness gracious. What? Don't they replace basketballs out there? Do they replace footballs out there? Do they replace hockey putts as they wear and tear through a game? What about a soccer ball? They do it.
Yeah, the interesting thing is, I wonder once they
And we
take
don't
that.
care. We don't care.
I wonder if they test the new one they put into play, right?
I don't know the answer to that. That's going out there on a very thin driver face.
I mean,
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I can find out. I know people to call, but I think probably what we need to do is stay ahead of this story. And I think what we need to do is squash some of the foolishness. It's a tempest in a teapot. And if you don't know what that means, it means we don't need to talk about it anymore because these players are on top of it. And so are the manufacturers, and so are the refs and the, everybody. And they're going to fix it, and it's going to be fine. If they got a quarter of an inch longer of a drive out of the deal, I'd be surprised. Now, I don't know what the answer is. Maybe it's a foot, but come on. I mean,
Well, and in fairness to those players too, do you really think if you put a new driver, if I put a new driver in your hands and you hit it and it goes further, and you go, wow, it's the same ball flight I want, the spin's right, but it's going further. Do you think the first thing that player says is it going to pass the test? Your assumption is it's going to.
The player is not a manufacturer and they're not engineers.
That's it. So I don't think any player truthfully knows.
until they're tested, and that's why they test them.
Yep.
But Paul McGinley talked about too much secrecy. There's too much secrecy, and there needs to be more transparency. Because, and that's, I think, the part that I was referring to when he spoke out about the PGA of America, or maybe the tour or whoever, that there needs to be less secrecy out there on the tour and in these championships. Because when there is so much secrecy, then people start to speculate. And then it goes to social media. And then you have all of the haters on there. And the people that want to try to make a name for themselves so they can get a story. So they'll stay behind the story and push it. And I think it's up to us who are legitimate golf journalists, correspondents, PGA professionals, historians, our listeners, do we need to help tell the truth about everything out there, keep it transparent. But I think that the governing bodies need to do that too.
Well, I guess I didn't hear what Paul said.
Well, I'm telling you what he said.
He said
they need to be because they don't tell you anything. They don't tell you anything about the drug testing. They don't tell you about this. This doesn't come up unless somebody talks about it, about the drivers. And there are other things. They don't talk about it. It's not transparent. And I think that's what McGinley's point was. And I think we've all talked about all of this for a long time. I don't know that I really care one way or the other if they're very transparent, but most other sports are. You know, you pretty much know everything going on.
But Ray, look, here's once again, this is something we've talked about for a while now. But most of these sports, they're employees. They're not independent contractors.
Well, that's correct. And there's also talk about, should they make the players meet the media? Should they make the players, should they put it in the rules of being a tour player so that they have to make some media comments? Bob?
Ray, I sort of look back on the other sports when I see that. And I think that I'd have to agree with Ray, with Craig, because they are independent contractors. They are not under any duress or any pressure to meet someone after their round is completed, and that's simply part of their. I think more of their sponsorship would appreciate it than it would anybody else. Because if you're sitting there wearing a Nike or a Titleist cap, you better be right on the camera. Don't take that cap off.
Yep.
All right, guys, we are going to go out to some sponsors that help make this show. Great American Golf on Saturday morning show, Match Play with Ray Adams television show, which has a full 1 hour Father's Day special, as I mentioned at the top of the hour. That will be launched over on golfnewsnet.com, thegolfnewsnet.com. These radio shows are out there all day on their broadcast day. This will be for tonight, Monday. And then Saturday morning's Great American Golf Show airs three times on Saturdays on thegolfnewsnet.com. Then the shows are pushed out to iHeartRadio and Spotify. They're pushed out to Amazon and Apple TV and Pandora and, well, however you want to get your podcasts. And the television show airs for nearly a full month, if not a little more, on the Golf News Net under the TV tab. And you can also find it out on Roku and Amazon and Apple and other ways that you get your digital television enjoyment as well. So the show has got a much bigger footprint, both TV and radio. Sponsors are loving it. And now let's get out to a few of those great sponsors and have a listen, because they've got products and services that you're going to want.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic T-holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for a great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. So good.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Craig Renshaw, our PGA professional, and of course, Dr. Bob Denny, PGA historian emeritus from the PGA of America. And of course, we're spending a lot of time talking about the PGA Championship. We'll do that again this Saturday on Great American Golf. But I want to tell you right now that one of my favorite places to play golf is Legacy Golf Club. The Legacy Golf Club is in South Phoenix and 32nd Street, just north of Baseline, one of the most beautiful championship golf courses out there. They've been a sponsor for so many years, and they're having a big Memorial Day sale. May the 23rd through May the 30th, you've got FootJoy polos. You can buy one and get one 50% off. They've got headwear, buy one, get one 50 off. They've got select golf bags, 30% off. So they've got all sorts of in-store, in-golf shop, and great golf deals for you on Memorial Day weekend. The restaurant has wonderful specials for both food and drinks, and you want to get out to celebrate Memorial Day there. And Craig, I know while we're talking about great golf courses in the Valley, Augusta Ranch is one of them, Don Ray's golf course. They've got all kinds of specials going for Memorial Day. And so does Springfield Golf Resort, where you teach. And just give us 30 seconds on Springfield, how they doing out there, and tell us what's coming up.
They are very busy. They've cut it down a little bit and started watering. The Bermuda's coming up beautifully. Greens are in good shape. And their last big golf tournament of the season right now was on Saturday. And they're doing well. It's been a great season out there.
Fantastic. All right, we just have a few more minutes in our segment. I think we started about the 40, so we have about 10 more minutes to go. And I want to keep talking. When you look at the PGA, and we talked about staying ahead of the story, and we talked about Rory, and he didn't want to make comments to the media. No, they're not employees of the PGA Tour. And yet, when it comes to LIV Golf and the PGA Tour a couple years ago, you would have never known they weren't. Bob?
Well, does that mean you're always getting to Rory on your stupid golf segment in the morning?
No, he's not always on stupid golf. And by the way, I like Rory. I'm Irish too. He's one of my favorite players. He's just absolutely fabulous. One of the greatest players in our era. But he does say, and then not say, some stupid stuff. You can't deny that.
And when he doesn't say anything, he gets hit over the head harder than he does when he says something.
I know, but when you look at that kind of a player at that level and the fans, the followers, and then you let social media run amok with negative stuff, I just think you need to make a statement to the media. And that statement might be two or three questions. No, he had a terrible PGA championship. Yes, he did. But so did, listen, John Rahm didn't win. Neither did Bryson DeChambeau. They gave some comments, Craig.
Yeah, I think there were high expectations on
Not
Rory.
going to hurt you.
No, but I it wasn't his best event, but I don't think it was,
Yeah, so what?
so what?
I mean, the guy just became only the sixth person in history out of what, thousands of professional golfers over time to become a Grand Slam. He holds the grand career Grand Slam, and he joins rarefied air in that one. And then you look at Scheffler's play. I don't think you were beating Scheffler this week. I just don't think so. And then the Masters just a few weeks ago, he wins the Masters, gets the career Grand Slam. Bob, I think he's still in that, not a party mode, but he's in that joyous mode, that mode where he did something that only a handful of golfers have ever done in history. And it was, by the way, a very, very long time coming. And I think he was maybe not ready for prime time.
Nope.
Tell me where I'm going wrong.
No, I don't think you're going wrong. I think it takes a while to get over that, especially after how many was it, 11 years? They had to almost 11 years total between majors, and it happened to be the green jacket, which took all the monkey off the back that was probably the size of an elephant, and that it was that's pretty good. So I don't have any faults with him. I don't always agree with everything I see on the echo chamber called Twitter. But I do think that there's times when you, like you said earlier, get ahead of the story, make a comment, and cut it off right there. Just say, this is it. That's all I'm going to talk about. I have a nugget for you, Ray.
I was just about ready to say people want nuggets from you, and then we'll make a mention of the LPGA in Cancun, Mexico, one of my favorite places on the earth, down at Mayakoba. What's our nugget?
Okay. Our nugget is the, one of the major championships, the oldest and historic in senior golf, is happening this week at Congressional Country Club in Bethesda, Maryland, the 85th Senior PGA Championship, where in 1976, Dave Stockton won with a 15-foot par putt in the last hole. And that was his second major championship, two PGAs. And we've talked before, he deserves his place in the Hall of Fame. Even though he has 10 majors, so, excuse me, 10 tour events to go with it, he has also 14 wins on the Champions Tour. But the unique thing about Congressional Country Club, it has been seen so many pieces of history over the years. From 1943 to 1945, Ray, it was a special training ground, secret training ground for the OSS, Operational Strategic Services. Sabotage, parachuting, and all other skills are being taught to help the security of our country. And they leased out that land for 2 years before they returned back and became the country club that you and I have watched on television.
Unbelievable. What a great nugget. Fabulous nugget. And, Craig, just kind of winding down a little bit more here. What about the PGA overall? The PGA of America, Don Rae, the president, he's not just a friend, he's a strong leader, and he's now been there. He'll lead us through this coming Ryder Cup, which I'll be there for that. But what about the PGA of America and putting on this golf tournament, doing such a great job? The course, beautiful, very difficult, but nonetheless, I just would like to hear you as a member of the PGA talk about this golf tournament from that standpoint.
Well, I would tell you it was a good event. It was very challenging, with two major delays, I believe. Lots of rain. So I think the event came off very, very well. I think we're doing a pretty good job with running that event. And it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the year goes so that we can have a fun and interesting Ryder Cup.
Absolutely, we are. And I want to tell everybody that we're going to be back this coming Saturday. Make sure that you are ready with me, folks, because we're going to have a lot of fun on this coming Saturday show. Lots going on. And we're going to talk about the PGA. We're going to also talk about a few other things going on. I'm going to have a very special guest because we're going to talk about some real estate and some golf in Rocky Point, Mexico. I'm going to be heading back down there very soon. We'll have Alicia Villarreal with me. She sells real estate in the Rocky Point area, lives here in the Phoenix area, but she's down there because she also owns a beautiful condo down there as well. And we're going to talk about that. And I also want to put a word out. The next Maricopa County Home Show, folks, in the Phoenix area, you're going to want to go to Maricopa County Home Show, Google that, find out about when the next show is, and make sure you go. My wife and I went yesterday over at Westworld in Scottsdale. Just a massive show, anything and everything you could ever imagine for your home. Great vendors, great people, a lot of fun, learned a ton. And if you like to do gardening, they have master gardening classes and all that. Why would I mention that on a golf show? Because there are so many different turf companies there where they put in your putting greens for you. And I wanted to mention the home show because if you're looking to have artificial turf or a putting green built in your yard or turf around your business or whatever, you've got to get to the home show because there's multiple companies. You interview them, you talk to them, you let them give you an estimate. And if you want to expand your golf practice right there at your own home, wherever you are, you want to go to the home show and you can find them all. They're all there, 7 or 8 or 9 of them. And we had fun learning about turf and just a whole lot of other things. So listen, we're going to come back with a wonderful, wonderful segment, Vacay Mode Travels with Sarah and Alden Holowinski. All right, folks, welcome to the show again. And I am with some of my favorite people. You know, when you talk about having some fun and taking a stress-free, relaxing time, and we all need that. I mean, we all need to take a few days or maybe a few weeks, I don't know. But when you do that, you get into what I call vacay mode, vacation mode. And you've heard me talking about vacay mode travel for the last couple years. I'm excited that Sarah and Alden Holowinski, who are the purveyors of vacaymodetravels.com, and they are staying with me for another year. They're going to be my travel experts and your travel experts. And Sarah and Alden are joining me right now from Mexico, one of my favorite places on the earth. There they are. While they hail from the Phoenix area where they used to live and work, they've now been working out of Mexico and helping people, well, all over the world to not only plan and accomplish their vacations of dreams, but also their weddings and their honeymoons and all those destinations. If I want to get married in the Seychelles, Sarah and Alden will help me. If I want to get married in Mexico, they're going to help me. So Sarah and Alden from vacaymodetravels.com, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I love the background. I love your condo. Can I move in with you guys?
Absolutely. Come on down.
We recently renovated.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. And of course, the water is gorgeous. And my wife and I have spent a couple of 2 or 3 weeks recently in Rocky Point, Mexico, which is Puerto Penasco. Absolutely gorgeous. 4 hours, Phoenix oceanfront. We love the Sea of Cortez. We were married there. So we have a special affinity and a sentiment to Mexico for that reason. I've got to get to some breaking news, though. You have now acquired a new website name. You are no longer govacaymodetravels.com. You are now vacaymodetravels.com. Tell us about it so we all know what to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can actually go to either one of the websites. You'll land to the same place.
Okay.
But, you know, we are trademarked as Vacay Mode Travels, and that website was not originally available. So we were able to get it this year, which we are happy about. So that way it's a little bit easier for people to find us.
Yes, there's plenty of information on there, not just about travel, but about us. We have some sub-agents that are in there as well. Some of our processes, how we work. If you're considering travel in 2025, we would love to talk to you.
Absolutely. Now, you know, there's been a lot of news coming out about travel. Southwest Airlines, who I have been in love with for a quarter of a century, are now finally changing what they're doing. I don't like it, but whatever. So when you look at the airlines industry, when you look at the changes going on, when you look at all of the government things going on right now to help to elevate it and update it and upgrade it, and the confusion between all the different airlines, my goodness, if I'm going on any kind of a holiday, I want you guys to help me. How do you do it?
Yeah. So we, you know, the travel industry is always ever changing. So, you know, we try to stick to the latest and greatest, see what's going on with air travel. You mentioned Southwest. It's unfortunate they've done away with their bags, but that's okay. There's other options. And that's where we come in. We try to give you a custom itinerary, you know, airport, airlines, transfers, accommodations, excursions. You know, we want to be on your team. We do have a nominal fee that we have, but you have somebody at your disposal all the time, you know, somebody to advocate. Travel is unexpected. Should something come up, then we can advocate on your behalf. We want to make sure you have a great experience. You know, travel is an investment. If you look at today's economy, it is very resilient. People are still looking to get out. They want custom, unique experiences. And that's where we give, that's what we try to deliver.
Yes, we get to know all of our couples. So everything is completely personalized to them.
Sarah, I think it's your nominal fee that Alden mentioned. If I remember correctly, it's a couple of months of an electric bill. I mean, it's not, well, especially here in Phoenix, but I'm saying, I mean, it's a few hundred dollars. If I remember correctly, you have a conference call with them. You find out everything about them. I know this because I've been advertising for you for a year and a half, but I want you to take over now because I want you to tell the folks what exactly, once they contact you at vacaymodetravels.com, what exactly do you do for them?
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing we'll do is, like you said, we'll get to know them. We'll ask them about previous trips they've taken, what have been some of their greatest trips, why, some trips that they have taken that maybe haven't been so great, and why. Really just get to know them as people. And then everything we put together is completely personalized. So whether it's a destination wedding, a honeymoon, or a family vacation, that proposal that we're going to put together is going to be completely custom to them. We're going to send it to them in our app. We have a really cool app that allows travelers to access all of their itinerary and travel documents.
No, wait a minute now. What are you doing? More breaking news? You mean on my telephone, I can go to the app store and download movie star Sarah and Alden and your photo is going to be there? Or no, I'm sorry. It's Vacaymode travel app. Is that what I'm hearing?
It is an app, but it's only for people that are working with us on travel.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
That's how we'll share their itinerary. They can chat us directly. We'll give them fact sheets, packing lists, all of the things that they need to make it a stress-free experience. Once we get the bones of the itinerary in place, I like to always use the analogy of layering a cake. We take it in layers, you know, then we add in flights and excursions, and we'll give local recommendations wherever they're going.
Side trips, restaurants, all of it.
Yes.
All of the art museums and the, if you're going into a rainforest, how to go in and be safe, but have an amazing experience. Okay. It sounds to me like with all the work that you two do, it sounds to me that your nominal fee is pretty much paid for by the money that you save and the time that you save, Alden.
Definitely. Yeah. Like I said, it is an investment. You want to make sure that you get it right. You have somebody that's at least in tune with the latest, you know, latest and greatest with travel. And, you know, like you said, a lot of these regulations are always changing. The requirements are changing. If you're traveling in Europe in 2026, there's a big change that's coming up with that, just as an example. And so we want to make sure that people are prepared. Their passports are renewed. There are certain passport requirements that when you get back to the U.S., they're not expired within 6 months for certain destinations, things like that, visas. We just want, you know, we're on your team. We want to make sure that you're prepared and have a great time.
I was just going to say, Sarah, because I was coming to you. We've already been through now this May deadline of having the star at the top right of your driver's license. And there's a lot of people that are kind of, you know, I don't like that. I don't want to do that. What I say is put them in a separate line over there because I don't want to wait behind them while they have to go through 99 checkpoints. I want to go right through with my driver's license. I don't care what the government knows. I don't have anything to hide. You tell me, Sarah, where am I going wrong?
No, and I think a lot of people don't realize that if you have a passport, you can just use your passport. You don't even have to do the real ID. So that's what we're opting to do because, you know, it's a long drive back to Arizona to get that real ID. So we're just opting to use our passport. But if you are traveling domestically without a passport, then yes, you will need that real ID.
Well, you guys are international anyway, so it doesn't matter. Alden?
I was just going to say, it's unfortunate for those that are in Arizona because, you know, I get it. Those driver's licenses don't expire until 40, 50 years out. But unfortunately, you will have to renew at some point.
You do. Okay. Let's talk about destination weddings and honeymoons, because I know this is one of your major focus services. This is one of your, this is what you're really kind of famous for. Now, if I want to take a trip with my wife and go see the grandkids and all of us want to take a cruise over, you know, on a riverboat in Europe, you're going to make all that happen. I know that. But I know that you're also very famous for and you promote and talk a lot about your destination weddings and honeymoons. I'm going to start with Sarah. And then we're going to go to Alden. Let's talk about the women that are involved in this or the partners that are involved in it first, Sarah. What do you do for them?
Absolutely. We are essentially their travel advisor and wedding planner all in one. So we were nominated this year. We were voted best of weddings with the Knot, which is a huge space for wedding planning. But we get to know our couples kind of like our travel planning. We get to know them really well. We custom match them to the best destination, resort, venue for the experience and the budget that they're looking for.
And the local rules and regulations, I think people need to know about in other countries. Look, if they want to have a wedding on the beach in Florida, that's one thing. But if they want to have a wedding in Mexico or in Cabo, in Dominican Republic or where, anywhere in the world, there are some local rules and regulations that you two know about and they may not. Sarah?
Absolutely. Yes. We walk them through all of those requirements to get whether they want to do a symbolic ceremony or a legal civil ceremony in destination. We walk them through all of the requirements. We work with them on all of the wedding planning details. We take care of all the travel arrangements for them and their guests. So if their guests, they don't have to deal with, you know, Uncle Bob calling saying this or that, you know, he just calls us. We answer all of his questions, take care of everything for him. We're actually going to be heading out to Cancun next month. We'll be on site for one of our weddings. They actually asked us to officiate the wedding, which was such an honor.
Oh my goodness. Well, are you all ministers to do that? Or
this will be a symbolic wedding. Okay. So yes. So just we've gotten to know them so well over the last year and a half. They asked us to, you know, officiate that ceremony. We were incredibly honored to do that. So we will do anything for our couples that helps them plan an unforgettable experience.
So Alden, you end up with a lot of your clients, you end up making best friends forever.
We do. And we love it because not only do we prepare a destination wedding or an anniversary, maybe a vow renewal, we get to know these people. And some of these we've known for 2-3 years now. And now we're planning their second and third anniversary or maybe a big family trip. We've gotten to know some of their family members. I mean, I love nothing more than repeat clients coming back to us. They know what to expect from us. We know the type of travel style that they have and what they're looking for when they do take a trip. So just having those repeat clients, it means we're doing something right. I love it. Everybody wins.
Sarah and Alden Holowinski from vacaymodetravels.com. I've got two more questions. One of them comes from a listener.
All right.
Please tell us a couple of things to beware of. Alden? What should folks beware of when they're heading out for a trip and spending some, you know, some significant dollars? What should they beware of?
Yeah, definitely just preparing as much as you can. Again, like Sarah mentioned, the bones of the trip, the accommodations, the transfers, making sure that these are solid, you know, not
reputable
suppliers that we work with. You know, really when you get off the beaten path is where I would have more concern. But besides that, using common sense, anything can happen when you're traveling. But I think as far as what to be aware of, I can't think of anything in particular. I'm trying to think.
No, it's fine. I mean, I think everybody just needs to be aware that you're going to places that you may have never been. You want experts to lead you there. And this is Sarah and Alden Holowinski from Vacay Mode Travels. And
One thing
for
that does come up would
go
be
ahead.
some, the cultural changes that you might be going to, like let's say Mexico might be very different than if you're traveling to Japan. Japan is a group trip that we have set up for next year, and there's a lot of cultural differences, what to expect, tipping, things like that, and just common courtesy,
The
the
food.
food, yeah, just common courtesy in different cultures, something to be aware of.
Yeah, definitely don't want to offend anyone.
No, of course, we're never going to offend anybody. We love the world. We love every culture. We love every person. That's the thing about travel. When you are vacay mode travel, when you are a vacay mode travel, when you say, you wake up in the morning and say, okay, I'm in vacation mode. I'm in vacay mode. You are in for a great time. But you also want to be smart about it and careful about it. And in this case, have some experts that are going to guide you through it. In the end, you're going to save money anyway. And that's Sarah and Alden. You two are the best. And I can't even imagine. I mean, if I would have known you guys back when I was getting married in Mexico years and years and years ago, I can't tell you folks what I had to go through. The hoops I had to jump through, the papers I had to know about, the driving I had to do to go to the capital, the apostilles, the what do you call it, the stamping of
The
all,
apostle seal.
unbelievable what I had to go through. I wouldn't have had hour over day over day over worry that I was doing everything correctly so that when I returned to the USA, I would be, legally, legitimately. I would have never had to do any of that with you two. Where were you when I needed you 12 years ago?
Yes, well, to quote one of our recent brides, she said it was a no-brainer.
There you go. There you go. All right, folks, it's vacaymotravels.com. And you've heard me talking about Sarah and Alden and what they do for now a year and a half. You're going to hear me talk about it for another whole year. And they are travel sponsors wherever I talk about where I'm going or what I'm doing. When you hear me say that I'm headed to the Ryder Cup, big golf event in on Long Island this coming September, you're going to hear me say that this is brought to you by Vacay Mode Travels. And I got to figure out a place to stay on Long Island during the Ryder Cup. Maybe that's a little side project you two could, when you have nothing better to live for, where is Ray and his wife going to stay up there at Bethpage in Long Island in September? We can talk about it. Lots going on in travel, lots of things changing. You want the experts, you want those that are certified and train, because that's a difference than just being a person that will help you with travel. You want certified experts for all the layers and levels of your travel. And that is Sarah and Alden Holowinski at vacaymotravels.com. Thank you too for being with me
Thanks,
today.
Ray.
Thank you.
Yay. All right, we're going to do this again soon. Do you promise?
Yes.
The folks have more questions. We just ran out of time, but we'll do it again.
No worries. Just let us know when.
Yes, anytime is good.
Very good. Bob and Craig, thanks so much for joining today. We'll be back with you this coming Saturday morning.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.